Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk about South Africa's relationship with Iran. Very, very perplexing, very damaging. Let's take a look a little bit further at what is happening with South Africa at the moment in terms of this Iranian war. So in a surprising development somewhat, Iran has indicated it would allow South African cargo ships safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz. I didn't even know that we had any cargo ships, certainly ones that float. But either way, this comes at a time when Iran has restricted vessels linked, of course, to the United States and Israel, and trying to create an environment where friendly countries are treated differently. The question is, if that is the case, has it been potentially good that South Africa has maintained a strong relationship with Iran? Will it negatively impact South Africa greatly, given the fact that the United States is a much, much more important trade partner? And what does it say about South Africa's political stance? Joining us this morning, as he has in the past, is Rob Hirsov. He's an entrepreneur, he's an investor, and he's a guy with a very strong opinion. A very, very good morning, Rob. Hope you're well.
Morning hard. Morning from Cape Town. Sunny, beautiful day. No wind.
Oh, well, you are fortunate here. It's a little bit cooler, overcast. But let's start with what's happening where there are real storms. And that is, of course, in the Middle East. South Africa putting itself once again in a position where it aligns with the bad players in the world, yet maybe for a short term at least, for a short while, maybe it's to its benefit. Give me your thoughts.
Well, the ANC once again is, you know, making the most stupid decision. You know, they really are morons, not just when it comes to domestic policy and screwing up our economy and breaking every state-owned enterprising, breaking, stealing, and allowing corruption to permeate every ounce of our economy. But they're also doing the same thing on the foreign policy side. We know Durko has been captured by Islamists. That's pretty clear. Mm. And our foreign policy is, you know, moronic. It is aligned, heavily aligned with Iran, Russia, China, and other lunatic countries like North Korea, Hamas, etc., terrorist organizations. And unfortunately, South Africa will be hurt in the process. You know, it would be nice if Donald Trump knows it's the ANC, this is not South Africa, but our turn's coming and South Africa will be hurt in the process. And you reckon, you know, maybe there's a short-term gain of Iran letting ships bound for South Africa through the Straits of Hormuz. Mm. But I would not be surprised if America allowed the Straits of Hormuz to be closed altogether. You know, Donald Trump has said recently that Iran has 48 hours in which to open the Straits of Hormuz. But America itself does not get hurt very much by the closure.
Yeah, they're independent from an oil perspective, aren't they? They certainly don't need this oil. Ironically,
China gets hurt the most. Yeah. China gets hurt, Asia gets hurt, Africa gets hurt, GCC gets hurt. But, you know, America doesn't. So it's a very interesting play here if you look at it.
Well, doesn't Iran get hurt? Because surely Iran is absolutely dependent on the money, on the funds that they receive by selling their oil to China and other places.
Iran does get hurt, but think about it carefully. Mm. When you look at the ANC's policies in South Africa and you've got half a brain, you go, none of this makes sense. Why would the ANC stick to a failed ideology, failed economic policies that only impoverish most South Africans? Why would they do that? Surely it is clear as the driven snow that if they change direction, you know, become unaligned in their foreign policy and create, as China has done, you know, maybe they have some sort of autocratic government, but capitalist underpinnings, everyone comes out of poverty. The problem is the ANC don't care. The ANC want to break so they can steal. And the same And they don't care that there's 28 million people on a social grant. They don't care. They don't care about South Africans. And that's why I said anyone voting for the ANC is a moron. And then I doubled down and said, not only are they morons, they must hate South Africa. Because to vote in the ANC, who's just about black elite enrichment, is moronic. It's idiotic. It's not logical. They aren't. They don't care about South Africa. They break so they can steal. Now, the same policy applies to Iran. Iran is this evil theocracy. Okay, it's Islamic. It's the home of the Islamic State. And all they want to do is export their evil theology to the world. They don't care if they impoverish 99% of the Iranians. They don't care if they're bombed back to another century, as long as they survive and they can continue to export their evil version of Islamism. It's the same evil concept as the ANC, not caring about their population and pushing through moronic and evil ideologies. I can't be clearer than that.
No, you certainly can't. The hypocrisy of the ANC is something that I find strange, because when it came to Israel and you could pretend there was a genocide and you could act out in that way, there was a certain, and I won't say legitimacy, but a certain way in which you were backed by other people potentially. When it comes to Iran, who are slaughtering their own people, who are killing women for uncovering their hair, who hang anybody who protested, who export terror, clearly export terror, are trying to create a nuclear holocaust. How does the ANC find a way to defend this in the name of...
The ANC are prostitutes. They will take money from whoever's prepared to pay them. And it's as simple as that. Iran is paying the ANC to put the ICJ case against Israel, to stand up for them, to vote for them in the United Nations. The ANC are prostitutes, and they're prostituting themselves to this most evil form of Islam, which is the Iranian Islamic theocracy. Simple as that.
What do you think, and you've mentioned this, you alluded to it, that South Africa will pay the price. The United States is very certainly not going to forget the stance that South Africa has taken. What do you think that looks like when this dust settles and the United States has the ability to focus on other countries?
Well, there are two answers to that. One answer is, if you listen to Brent Bozell's speech at the Business Conference a couple of weeks ago, he was very clear. America brings incredible benefits, incredible opportunities to South Africa.
Sure.
America will bring investment second to none, will help lift our economy, will help bring people out of poverty. America's ready to step in and help South Africa, help our economy, and help us grow. It's all there. It's very positive. What America wants to do, it wants South Africa to be unaligned and open for trade and open for investment, and not so moronic. But the Americans do know this is the ANC and not South Africa, that most South Africans don't believe in the ANC, and the ANC is gone in 2029. It's going to get crushed in the municipals, and it's going to get kicked to touch in 2029. Americans know that. So that's one answer. America's very positive about where it wants South Africa to be. And Brent Bozell's speech, even though he said, America's running out of patience with the ANC, and then South Africa's a top 10 priority country for America. I mean, think about that for a second. If you take out Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, Venezuela, Cuba, Ecuador, Mexico.
Yeah.
I mean, there are two left, South Africa and one other. So they are coming, and they're coming after the ANC. And what that means is the bill that's gone into Congress, the Ronnie Jackson bill, and the act that's gone into the Senate, which is the Senator Kennedy of Louisiana, are similar. They say similar things. They say, we know that members of the ANC and other racist, anti-white, anti-West people, Julius Malema, Imtiaz Suleiman, Naledi Pandor, Fikile Mbalula, all that mob, and Cyril, are the ones causing the problem. We plan to sanction them, put them on the Magnitsky list, do asset freezes, and those two are sitting, ready to go through Congress and Senate. And I asked Ambassador Bozell, are they bipartisan? And you said they are pretty much bipartisan. Once they go
that's
in,
that's interesting.
Go through.
That is very interesting.
So and that targets the ANC, individuals in the ANC. One wonders if Patrice Motsepe
I was actually going to ask you about that, because even though it's not quite the focus here, I'm fascinated because I can see how this is, the ANC is playing it out as they always do. First the denial, but then they've tested the water. They've got a sense whilst they're busy denying it. But there's no doubt that this is their strategy. And I think it's a smart strategy. It doesn't mean that it's practical or beneficial for South Africa, but from an ANC perspective, I think it's smart. What do you think a Patrice Motsepe leadership of the ANC would mean?
Well, listen, all those white, Anglo, Jewish, Joburg corporate chieftains.
You're going to make me feel guilty about feeling positive about Ramaphosa again. You know,
no,
I felt positive.
Feel
I know. I don't feel good about
all
it.
All of you guys who supported CR17, you and the gangsters in South Africa are to blame for the last 4 years. And the last 10 years of Cyril Ramaphosa. Let's say CR17, back to 2017. Yeah. You guys are responsible for it. We should have starved the ANC of money. And when Patrice Motsepe steps up, if he's starting his own party, good for him. I think he'll be a positive addition.
That's interesting.
But if he tries to board the sinking Titanic ANC ship and revitalize it, and if you see, and I'm not going to name names, but if you see all those Joburg wealthy Anglo-Jewish and some Afrikaans corporates backing Patrice, they're going to do it again. They're going to do it again. We've got to get rid of the ANC, starve them of money. They can't get money from Iran and Russia and China anymore. They will disappear. And the ANC needs to disappear. Darby Root correctly says it. The only thing holding this country back is the ANC.
No question. And it's interesting because there's no doubt better for the country would be a Mashatile president of the ANC, leader of the ANC, because then it's very, very clear that, where it's going. A Patrice Motsepe, head of the ANC, will give them, I'm worried, a little bit of extra life for a little bit longer, and that of course is a bit worrying. Let's just talk about South Africa and BRICS, because BRICS is fascinating, where you've got India understanding how to play this just a little bit differently. South Africa, of course, diplomatically really, really clumsy. But what is the BRICS positioning strength given all of these geopolitical changes?
BRICS is a complete and utter waste of time and is a failure already. Mm-hmm. If you look at the key players in BRICS, Brazil's a capitalist economy, it's democracy. It's a bit of a kind of Brazil is the country of the future and always will be kind of story.
Mm-hmm.
Russia has an economy the size of Spain, And it's losing by not winning in Iraq and Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
So Russia's out of the game. And China, America has just played, not checkmate, but if it's a chess game in the world, America has definitely played check against China. Because China has been for 10 years or more propping up the Venezuelan regime to get cheap oil. China has been propping up the Iranian regime to get cheap oil. Boom, both are gone. Both are gone.
Mm.
China is up against the ropes, okay? Russia's out of the game. China's up against the ropes. And, India is basically migrating towards America by the day. And then South Africa is a complete and utter waste of time and a joke. And if you look at the other countries that are in the BRICS organization, you've got lunatics, theocracies, capitalist, communist. There's not one consistent voice in there. More and more, America will unpick some of those countries and bring them into the sort of Western alliance. BRICS is weak. BRICS is cracking. Forget about BRICS. Game over. America has, trust me, the American era has just begun. The American revitalization has just begun. America is winning.
There's little doubt, despite what what our social media and our press want to tell us. There's no doubt about that. So, given, Mukundi's telling me I need to wrap this up, but given what we've spoken about, the fact that Cuba is on the ropes. Venezuela, Russia, China has its own issues. Iran is certainly a significantly weaker than it was. What does that mean for South Africa in terms of global isolation and the way forward?
The smartest thing in the world for the ANC to do, for Cyril to do in his last year, would be to say, we are shifting our foreign, you can call it unaligned, mm-hmm. shifting our policy to be unaligned. We've done what we can for our old buddies, but now's the time to think about South Africa. He could easily do it. He could stand up and say, we're going to be unaligned. We're open for trade. We're going to talk to the East, talk to the West, talk to BRICS, talk to the Western mm-hmm. Hemisphere. And, you know, he'll gain, you know, money will pour in. South Africa will benefit. But Cyril, I think, is spineless. He's lacking two other things down below as well. He's unable to make a difference. So maybe the new guy, whoever he is, comes in, is the guy that says, you know, we've decided to move our foreign policy to be unaligned. Basically open the doors to the West.
Absolutely. And wouldn't that be wonderful? Rob Herzog, thank you. As always, thank you for being so outspoken, saying the things that other people won't, and allowing us to have the conversations that we should be having.